City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk, courtesy of City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Listen, if you're listening to this and it's Saturday evening, I hope your Saturday's gone well. I hope your weekend's all right. And if you're one of the increasing number of people who are downloading this from various places, I forget where they are, then thank you for downloading it. And whatever you're doing, or wherever you might be doing it, I hope it's going well. I got sent some stuff during the week by, you know, we had our pictures taken. Oh, by the way, Toby's here. Say hello.
Hello.
And Laura's here as well.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And we're doing
Bloke Talk. Is this French, Bloke?
Well, do you want to do Bloke Talk in French?
We could.
Le chat de Bloke.
Où est la WSS, s'il vous plaît?
The what?
Where is the loo, if you please? These are the only phrases you need if you go to France.
I don't think they call it a WC in French, do they?
Je voudrais une bière, garçon.
It's bière.
Pronto.
Bière.
What?
Bière.
Bière.
Anyway, the reason I was speaking French is because of very special French treats we've got later.
It's not actually French, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, call it that.
Anyway, I want to talk about your horn in a second, because we were talking about your horn last week, and you bought your horn in, which is great.
Oh, yes, I see. You are actually talking about the French horn.
Toby's
got the horn. Are you going to warm up as the hour continues, or are you just going to...
I think I'll do another bit when we get to the break, and then I should be
a little bit of a... little, just because people might not believe you have the horn here, so give us a little... do you toke on the horn? What's the correct terminology for putting your lips around the horn?
You don't put your lips around the horn.
No, why did you do it?
Your lips kind of like that.
So, prove you've got the horn.
How can you describe what I'm doing?
You're kissing the horn.
That is kind of what it is. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's like a kiss.
Blowing the horn.
Yeah, go on. Ladies and gentlemen, Toby's horn. Yeah. It's in the Bloke Talk studio. Anyway, you know we had our pictures taken with moustaches?
Yeah.
Not only is it now on the City Talk website, but also it's on the thing. If you download
it
onto iTunes...
No. Good photo.
When you download it onto iTunes, or when you download us from iTunes, a little picture comes up.
Automatically,
with moustaches.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Great photo.
It's great.
You've not seen it.
If you get off of facial hair...
We should get it up on the screen for Laura to give her first reaction to it at some point.
Well, we can do that. Talking of
you
screens...
You look the best, actually.
There's a number of things we need to do.
Looks most natural on you.
It is natural. What
no,
are
the
moustache.
I think we all look good with moustaches.
We do.
Talking of screens, as well as looking at the Facebook, the moustache thing. We need to look at Facebook. Has anyone looked at Facebook this week? Because I've come off it.
I can't say I have.
So the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society.
Jonathan's
page,
doing it as we speak.
Set up by Craig in the West Derby. We need to see if anyone else has joined it. And there was something else I was going to mention. Oh yeah, your dating thing. We need to have a look at that at some point. Have you been contacted in the last 7 days?
There's been no response to Laura's messages last week.
Has it been a desert?
I'm
what?
Sure.
Has it been a desert this week when it comes to responses on your website?
Yeah, I'm left with just two people. In fact, I told my housemates yesterday, my housemate and his girlfriend.
I thought you lived in a flat.
I do.
On your own?
Flatmate, then.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
I told him and his girlfriend yesterday that I've only had two responses and they laughed. And they said, perhaps that because then nobody fancies you.
Laura
and
staked,
I said, I thought that was quite good.
Laura staked
weeks.
Her reputation as a lady on getting a response from the message we sent, yeah.
Well, with no response.
That means I'm not a woman, which is why
I'm
on this
program. Bloke Talk, yeah.
Fantastic.
So
for any of you who think we should still change the name because there's a girl on here, we've established exactly why it's still called Bloke Talk.
Well, what are we suggesting that Laura might be then? An Aphrodite?
I don't know. We should ask Laura. She's the one that just admitted it.
Actually, I've just used the word. I don't even know what an Aphrodite is.
Do you not mean a hermaphrodite? Is that not what you mean?
Aphrodite is a goddess of love in Greek mythology.
Is that?
I think you might be right.
Have they got all the bits in the right places then? Is that or not?
Probably.
So what?
I think we should move on quite quickly, to be honest.
Stop it. Stop talking about this.
Well, I don't know where...
I don't want it to go downhill this early on in the show.
No, we've got a whole 16 minutes.
We've got some culture to come later. It'll bring it right back up.
Yeah, that's
You've brought in some music as well.
Of course I brought
music.
What have
you got there?
I've got a bit of...
Have you got some Chaka Khan?
Well, I've got... With me, I've brought little things that you might know. I've brought... Yeah. I brought Sweet Georgia Brown, it would appear. I didn't realise I'd brought that. The reason I brought this, I've got Pink Panther.
Oh, Henry Mancini
thought,
at his
thought
best.
You might like that.
Yeah.
I've brought some what are called flexibilities, which you won't be interested in.
Oh.
I've brought the Entertainer, and I've brought a bit of Mozart, which is the really, really famous one that you will definitely
know. Can you
know.
Do all of those, then?
I could do, look.
No, it's not I could do.
What is that?
You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Toby's brought his French horn in, ladies and gentlemen.
I can do that, yeah.
I think there's something... Laura,
is
you.
Agadoo?
Laura,
yes, it's Agadoo.
Oh,
hence the big
sure.
thing there saying Agadoo.
Laura, Laura, pay attention.
Sorry.
My show. Is there something quite
our show.
Thought I'd get your attention. Is there something quite attractive about a man playing a musical instrument? Because I've got to be honest with you. Last week, you and I mocked Toby a little bit. In fact, we giggled a lot, particularly when he told us about his demonstration he went on. They all played their horns at the same time. Mm. We mocked him a little bit. Toby left the studio a little bit bruised, I felt. Little bit dented,
oh,
but
yeah.
Now
I know that I'm the
he
better
was
man.
I am really impressed. I am, and I think there's something, not that I fancy, obviously, I think there's something quite majestic. A man who plays an instrument like that comes with gravitas.
Should we
I think.
Describe what a horn looks like for those people that don't know?
Yeah.
How I mean you're a man
you've got windy pops, have you?
Words.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I've just got a bit of drank my fizzy
we haven't even got Vimto
then.
Today.
No, I'm sorry about that. The off licence wasn't open. So,
you're a man that paints pictures with words.
Yeah,
how would
well,
you describe? How would you describe?
It's kind of like that's a very good question. It's got a horn at the end.
A bell.
Right. So you've got to bear in mind the only thing I've ever played in my life is a recorder.
Right.
Okay. So I'm rubber. I can't play any musical instrument. I've always wanted to play the saxophone though. It's too
good
late
instrument.
To start, isn't
good,
it?
No,
isn't
no,
it? They
not.
All say you should start young.
Good instrument.
You've got a, you've got, what do you call that? A bell.
That's the bell.
You've got a bell at the end,
yep.
Okay? And then it very quickly... it's a musical instrument. There's a bell, and it's at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Which you stick your hand in.
Indeed. Then, very quickly...
That's for the tuning, by the way, that you stick your hand
is
in.
Is it?
Basically.
Have you not got a muffler?
I've got a mute. Would you like me to get the mute, so you can hear the difference?
Yeah, get your mute,
get the mute out.
This is good, I like this. This show, for the first time since it launched in January, is educating people. Oh. Is it heavy? Is the French horn heavy?
Don't let it hit again.
Careful of the bell.
I'm all right, I won't hit the bell.
How much does one of those cost, Tobe?
That one was a lot.
How much? Is it a couple of grand?
Can I try blowing it?
£800.
Considerably more.
Oh.
Laura, please be careful where you hold, because that bit you're holding comes out.
Sorry.
So it would just fall to the ground if you hold it.
Well,
like
this is
that.
So deliciously Laura, turning into a carry-on movie so early on in Bloke Talk.
Right, hold it like this. Right.
Oh, come in, it doesn't make sound.
By the way, a City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, is Bloke Talk. I'm Duncan, Toby's here, Laura's here. If you just tuned in on a Saturday night, you're wondering what the hell's going on. Last week, we asked Toby to bring in his French horn, and he has... So we're having a terrific amount of fun with Laura learning how to...
Right. So the way you do it is go... like that. Don't like, try and just make your lips vibrate. Just push.
Yeah, make your lips vibrate.
There you go. That's it.
That was nearly three blind mice there.
Kind of.
I can't do it anymore.
Are you out of puff?
I got a sound out of it. That's pretty good, I think.
You've got
sorry, I've got my saliva on there.
So I've got another mouthpiece if you'd rather.
Later.
Alright.
Yeah. Right. So you've got the bell, and the bell very quickly kind of goes round a corner.
Yes.
And kind of goes round in several, a couple of kind of circles. Yeah, I do this for
would
a living.
Would you like
a
better go, Lord?
Basically, there's loads of bits of twisted metal.
Twisted metal,
brass.
That's good.
Brass.
It's bright and shiny gold.
Do you polish it?
I do have a little polishing thing for it, yes.
Yeah. How often do you polish your French horn?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't really looked after this. It's probably not. The technical phrase is blown in. It's probably,
it's not blown
yet.
In.
Probably
so,
not,
like
because
you run in a
I've
car.
I've had it for quite a while, yes.
You blow in a French horn.
Any sort of brass instrument.
Brass
the thing is that I've had it for quite a long time, but it's a... But because I left my orchestra that I used to play, my youth orchestra that I used to play in, went to uni, played it a little bit at uni, but haven't really played it that much since, so it's probably not technically blown in. And what blown in means is you get the consistent sort of sound and stuff from it.
See, I'm learning something this week.
Man.
Yeah, that's good.
So
twisted bits of metal, and then you've got some kind of keys.
Are they called keys? Valves.
Valves. Got some
you've
valves.
You've got three, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many different notes can you make on it, then? Like, how many octaves or whatever?
You can do...
I know, I'm obviously
quite a lot of octaves.
Well, you're very
more
good.
More than two. Well, more than two.
Yeah.
considerably more than two.
Who's a famous French horn player?
The most famous French horn player is Dennis Brain.
Oh, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Dennis, yeah.
Or, I mean, some would say he's the best horn player of all time. Others would say his dad, Audrey, is the most famous
his dad,
horn player,
Audrey
or the
Brain.
Best horn player.
What's the story with Audrey Brown, then?
Brain.
What's the story of Audrey Brain?
I don't know too much about him, to be honest. I know a bit more about Dennis. I've got lots of CDs of Dennis Brain.
Is he English, Dennis?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
And
very posh.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he still alive?
I don't believe so. I might be wrong. I'll get texts from my friends who also play the French horn.
Did he do many gigs, Dennis Brain?
Dennis Brain used to famously sit at the wrong end of the horn section because he felt that he could hear better from that end.
See, do you know what? I'm so glad. And I offer you an apology this week. Offer you an apology,
Toby.
Rare I apologise, but last week, Laura and I were a bit rude to you. We were mocking you.
We were taking the mic,
actually.
You're impressed now.
I'm well impressed. I have not been this impressed since, I can't talk about it. But I am very impressed. I'm very impressed by your French horn.
I accept your apology.
That's
I'm
good.
Glad.
That's great.
You see,
learn the sax.
This is why I was angry last week, because I believe it's an impressive thing, and I believe it's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And that's why when people laugh about it, I just think, part of me thinks, well, you just don't know.
Ignorance.
So you don't understand.
Ignorant.
Yeah. But also, part of me goes, do you know what?
Yeah.
You just, one day you'll understand and you'll be quite jealous. And I think that generally that's what the laughter is about. It's jealousy.
Yeah. To be fair,
because I spent a lot of time learning how to play.
We weren't actually laughing at the fact you play the French horn. We were laughing at the protest element.
I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, is when you went on a protest and you all blew your horns at
it
the same time.
I think you were laughing before that, in fairness.
Anyway, I want to ask you a question. Is your sister still going to come on the phone? And
do you know what? I've spent quite a lot of time trying to get my sister to agree to come on this week. But mainly she seems to just not want to answer the phone to me, to be honest with you. And when I texted her and asked her if she was free this evening, she just sort of answered with a silly, jokey, rubbish reply. So I don't think she's available. The other thing is, I don't think it would work because there's a slight time delay down a phone, isn't there? So she'd play something and I'd play something else and it wouldn't
what
work.
Did she play again?
She plays the violin.
That was it, the violin.
She's a very good violinist.
Is she?
Yes. Yeah. Semi-pro.
I'm so impressed with your horn. Anything else we need to know about the French horn?
I don't think
is
so.
Is it actually French?
Is it made in France?
I don't... This
where
one is
it? Must have something on it. How can
it
call itself a French horn?
It must have a label on it.
This one is
made in China.
Paxman's, which is one day you should go to Paxman's. It's worth going to Paxman's. It's an amazing shop. Basically, it's in... I'm trying to remember the name of this station in London. Anyway, wherever it is.
What, railway station?
Yeah, that you get off at this
Paddington?
No. It's
St Pancras?
No.
Houston?
You're not going to get there. It's not.
I'm going around
the
Monopoly board,
one.
I'm almost
Southwark.
There. King's Cross.
Southwark.
Right.
You get off the train at Southwark.
Yeah.
And it's a short walk from Southwark. And it's basically this sort of shop that you... Even the door handles are French horns, right?
Wow.
So you go in. You go into this shop. You have to ring the buzzer because it's pretty posh place.
Yeah.
And they open the door for you. Jonathan's looking at me in a jokey way, like he doesn't really care. So they open the door for you. Go downstairs, and honestly, it's a shop that's just full of dozens of French horns. They're on the floor.
Everywhere you look, there's a horn.
Honestly, everywhere you look.
Oh, you must have got
so excited.
And
they sell everything to do with horns. And it's a great shop. A friend of mine used to work there.
Get a horn in a horn shop.
That's where I bought this. And in fact, they make horns by hand. Paxman, that's them.
Yeah, but how can it call itself a French horn though it's not made in France?
Well,
I'm surprised Brussels haven't kicked off about
it. I don't
this.
Think the origins of French horns are actually French.
Huh?
I don't think so. I'd have to do a bit more research.
No, I'm really puzzled.
That's what I believe.
Well, let's bring up Dennis Brain and ask him.
I don't think Dennis Brain's around.
I like the sound of Dennis Brain.
Good player.
All right, what we need to do is we need to log on to a PC. Why are we doing that? We need to look at the Facebook page, because I've given up on Facebook, so we need to find out what's happening there. We need to go to mysinglefriend.com and just see if anyone's replied to your message looking for a date, because it was down to Leeds or Chester, wasn't it?
Chester, yes.
We need to do all
Charlie
of that.
Charlie Chester.
And we'll do that in a few moments' time. I've got loads of things I want to talk about as well. Any chance we can have a little bit of a ditty? Just a little bit of a ditty?
Can we have Agadoo?
Do you want Agadoo?
Can you do Agadoo on the French horn? It is City Talk, 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. This is Bloke Talk. Do you know what? Some groundbreaking broadcasting here. I've never heard on the radio Agadoo played on the French horn. Marconi would be spinning in his grave. Here we go, then. So this is Toby on the French horn doing Agadoo.
Yeah. Well, you will make me laugh.
I can't do it if you're moving the music.
Sorry, I'm dancing, sorry.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
That's I'm impressed by the. What have you done there? You just emptied that out.
Just emptying out the spit. Is that,
you just poured spit on the floor? That's disgusting.
It's a big puddle.
It's technically called condensation.
You don't just pour it out. Surely you're supposed to put that in a bin or something.
It's called condensation.
Yeah, it's spit though.
Yeah, Laura doesn't look particularly pleased by
that's
that.
Disgusting.
Which can I ask you a really serious? It's a flip. You're going to think it's flippant, but it's not.
Right.
But it's a boy's question. If I was to put washing up liquid in there,
right. And,
would I get bubbles if I blew out?
I've no idea. Probably not. It would probably damage it somewhere inside. What would washing up liquid do to brass? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
I have no idea.
No, neither do I.
Well, let's not try.
I'm not interested in what it might do to the French horn. I'm more interested to know whether or not the bubbles
might bubbles
appear.
I honestly don't know. And I'm a bit amazed I've never tried, because that's the sort of thing that I do.
Oh, is that your muffler?
Twist. That's my mute.
Your mute.
Looks a bit... We used to call that the clown mute, because it does look a bit like a clown, doesn't it? Everyone else used to have a silver one, but I've got a white and red one.
God, you are crazy, Toby. You are the star of that orchestra.
Oh, well, I bet you're
clown.
Were you considered a bit of a rebel in the French horn?
No, in fairness, everybody ended up buying them because they realised they were the best.
Right, another tune from the French horn. I'm going to have a go later as well. What did I want to talk about? We need to have a look at your stuff. Let's get this out of the way. We powered up a PC here. Two things we need to look at. Have you got Facebook, first of all? Is Facebook on there? Oh, there's Facebook. Who?
There's lots of cables in the way.
Yeah, this studio is not user-friendly, is it? I mean, I like the engineers in this place, but my God, right.
Oh, wow, our pictures are on there.
That's the picture.
Yeah, what's the latest? Scroll down. Who's got the mouse?
It's
gone. There it is.
Oh, I got it.
All right, scroll down. Let's have a look. Doesn't squeak, Laura. What was that?
63 members.
Woo!
Yeah. Listen,
do you reckon we could get to 100 by Christmas?
I think we can. We're very bad at mentioning this. We have this this community on Facebook that a guy by the name of Craig from West Derby set up. He's a train driver, you know, and. If you like listening to Bloke Talk either as a download or live on a Saturday night, then go to Facebook and you can join our gang and we'll give you a mention.
What's the Bloke Talk appreciation?
A guy called Richard is asking any news on Toby and the stunner from Leeds.
She wasn't a stunner.
Well, you're going to have to write on the wall and tell
him. Stunner?
Are you even a member of this
group?
No,
I'm not a member of the group.
So hang on, the only one that's a member,
as in
the only one that's in touch with our listeners.
Yeah.
Is
you. Well, that's good.
Our listeners love horn playing, I'll have you know, Laura.
Yeah, they like me best because I'm the nicest one.
There's a couple of little additions to the discussion board. Monkey jobs.
Oh, if you had a monkey.
Oh, yeah, that was the monkey thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about monkeys.
Yeah, what's is it broadcastable?
Oh, well, Craig's just saying if you had a monkey, what job would you have? It do for you.
Remember, it was the monkeys in the tea bar in Tokyo, and I got quite fascinated by this because I get off on monkeys.
You said you wanted a monkey to make you tea.
Yeah, I'd call him Clive, and I'd give him a pipe and a pinstripe suit.
Do you know our boss?
Say Clive last week.
And Laura's boss told me about that. He actually heard us talking about this last week, and he said it was just the most ridiculous thing he'd ever heard on radio. He was just sitting there, just going. What? I just don't get it. For like 10 minutes, he just sat there talking.
If he goes to the website, citytalk.fm, and goes to my page, Duncan Barks, you can read and rather see the footage of the monkeys serving tea and hot towels in a tea bar in Tokyo.
I'll let him know.
And what I would suggest to your boss, who I respect in many, many ways, needs to broaden his horizons. If he had a monkey in his life, it might make his life more interesting.
I'll let him know.
Well, basically, Craig's been very busy on this group, asking people things, but people are being a bit slow to...
Well, listen, it's Facebook and it's the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society.
There's some pictures on there.
So go on there and.
That's us.
That's us.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Yeah. This isn't making very interesting radio. What the hell's
there's
that?
A monkey and a monkey maid.
Laura
and a monkey maid. There's a photo of a maid with a monkey and a photo.
Now that's
of
just wrong. What's that?
That's
Duncan and his monkey maid caught in the act. It's a photo of a man and a monkey kissing.
That's just
it's
wrong
from
on so
Planet
many
of the
levels.
Apes. It's from Planet of the
it's
Apes.
An, it's an interesting photo.
All right.
And
so, what? I think that's
like
it.
That
have we exhausted
man?
It?
Yeah.
Excited
we've had enough of that. Come on, let's move on.
Compared to the toned man.
What?
He's a very toned, good-looking man.
He looks nothing like me, does he?
Well, exactly. He's comparing.
You can see that picture on the Facebook page. It's the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. More members welcome. And if you sign up, then we'll say hello. Right, and we also need to go to mysinglefriend.com and log you in to have a look at your profile and find out if anything else has happened.
I don't know how to do that.
Which we'll get Jonathan, the producer, to do that, because he's done it already. Isn't he good?
Oh, he's so efficient.
He's very good. And there's Toby looking mean and moody there.
Why are you feeling a bit sleepy? Can you write...
I think that's probably something on the website.
What's that
just
about?
Done it. Like a status thing, I guess.
Yeah.
What,
it doesn't actually appear to be any...
I'm going to suggest something a little bit controversial here, OK? Right. This has been running now for, what, 3 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah.
3 weeks, OK?
Yes.
You've had two bits of interest from two ladies who both look very nice. One's from Chester, posh. The other one's from Leeds, maybe not so posh. And we need to decide what you're going to do. Well, she obviously doesn't like what Laura
message
sent
to,
because
to the
she's
one
not replied,
from Chester, Charlie Chester.
Charlie and Chester.
I think she's a very nice lady. If she didn't reply to that message
rude.
And then there's the one in Leeds, which, to be honest, I still think is too far away.
Yeah.
She'd have to do the travelling. I'm not prepared to do that. I'm not prepared to. It's too far.
Well,
even Jonathan thinks it's too far. He's shaking his head.
We need to push you into making a decision here.
I have a decision.
Well, you're not interested.
Not interested in the Leeds one.
So what do you want to do? Because we spoke to Fred, didn't we, from this website, and he came on and gave some dating tips.
We're obviously not doing the right things.
Do you want to come off it for a bit? Do you want to look an alternative way of finding love?
What alternative ways are there?
Well, there are cards in phone boxes. There's speed dating.
You don't see them in Liverpool.
No, you don't actually. I noticed that. You don't see them in Liverpool.
Maybe it's time for us to send Laura on one of these dating alternatives.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Duncan.
What? Married? Speed dating. I'll do speed dating for. I had someone in on my weekday show doing speed dating.
Really?
Yeah. I don't understand
you're not going to go along.
How does it... I mean, because I said to him, right, you literally... He said, it's great, because for people who... Because no one has any time anymore, apparently. That's the whole thing. No one has any time. So, you know, if you're going to spend 2 hours in a bar, what a great way of working away through 35 potential partners. Mm. I just find it a little bit strange, because any relationship that I've ever had, I've known the person beforehand. I've got to know them, okay, as like
a
friend or whatever.
Yeah, but it's just the introduction,
and then develops. So to actually sit across the table for literally 4 minutes, which is what it is, and you've got some sign around your neck going, oh, my name's Dave, right? And you sit there, and you sort of like, you know, and they go, do you like football? Yeah, I'm a Blues supporter. Oh. And do you like eating? Yeah, I like Chinese. Oh. And do you like drinking? Yeah, I like beer. Oh. Do you watch Emmerdale? No. I mean, it's sort of shallow. It's superficial.
I think the idea is it just gives you an introduction to somebody, and I think you can form quite a good opinion in 3 or 4 minutes of somebody.
Yeah,
if you're getting some intense conversation going on, you can form a good enough opinion to know whether you'd want to spend an hour with them, and then you can go and meet them.
See, I don't think these people are capable of intense conversation.
Well, these people. What do you mean, these people?
this is your listeners you're talking about. You better be careful.
What? What? Hey?
You better be careful. These are your listeners that you're talking about.
I don't know of any of them. I don't think any of my listeners have been speed dating.
I know people that have been speed dating and found a partner from it.
Tell me about that.
I've been speed
dating. What happened then?
Just friends of mine.
Yeah?
Have found their partners through speed dating. That's the story.
Is it?
I've been speed dating. It was only a bit of a joke at uni, though, so we didn't take it very seriously.
No, it just doesn't work for me, so no, I'm not going to go speed dating for you.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, don't tell me either. I've had a good go at this.
But we need closure on this, Toby.
I'm still on there.
What are you going to do?
You're going to give it another couple of weeks?
Why don't you add some more favourites?
Yeah.
Well, it just takes quite a long time sometimes, doesn't it, to find the ones that you like.
Well,
there's a lot
for you.
In Cheshire.
You're very picky.
Merseyside, there's not that many.
I think Laura's onto something here. I think you're not helping the situation by being overly fussy.
I think I can afford to be fussy. Wait. I've never had problems getting women in the past. I've just moved to a new city and I've been busy doing other things.
Yeah.
So I think give it a few more weeks. Let's see what happens, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll keep it up there for another couple of weeks.
I think we'll just keep people up to date as and when something happens from
there.
That sounds good.
That's cool. That's cool. Can I have a go with your French horn?
Do you want to go?
Yeah, can I have a go?
All right, I'll
give me another mouthpiece. I don't want the one that's got gobble over it.
Gobble.
I still can't believe
that's a scouse term, isn't it? I love that. It's great. I was talking to Margie Clark, who said, I'll go on the radio, have a damn good gob. I thought that's great.
Now, obviously, mouthpieces come in different sizes.
I need a big one.
You know, you need to... Right.
Oh, this is going to be so wrong.
Put your hand in... If you put your hand in there, in the bell.
Why do I need to... Well, which
that's
one?
That's just... Your right hand goes in the bell. Don't, like, stuff it in. Just sort of hold it gently against it, right? Then your left hand, yeah. Stick your little finger round there.
Round there?
It's like a little... Round there.
Oh, yeah.
Three fingers on the valves. Thumb Ooh. Goes round onto that one there. Right. And now, like I say, purse your lips together and make it like you're sort of blowing a raspberry through closed lips. Like that.
I'm going to do this. If it kills me, and it probably will.
Blow a raspberry. Like that.
That's even
look
worse
me,
than
look,
me.
Look, no, at, no, me, hang on, look hang on. At me and I'll demonstrate. Look.
Come.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then... Don't puff your cheeks out. You sound like a dying elephant. Honestly.
That
did sound like a constipated elephant.
I was better than that, wasn't I,
you
David?
Were definitely better than that.
Yeah. All right, you're better at playing the French horn than me.
Well, it's one thing I'm better at.
Oh, dear, that's made me laugh. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, it's Bloke Talk, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Right, Madonna and Guy Ritchie. During the week, they're divorcing, apparently. This is a question for Toby. What do you think would be the worst thing about being married to Madonna and the best thing?
Oh, my God.
Laura, you can have a view. Obviously, you can have a view, because you're a honorary bloke. But you can't get that excited about being married to Guy Ritchie, can you, really?
No, I don't think he's got much of a personality. No,
I don't think there's many good things about being married to Madonna
anymore.
Do you
fancy Madonna?
Do you know what? I fancy Madonna in the... Yeah. You know the Beautiful Stranger video, the one she did with Austin Powers?
Oh, in the leotard.
That.
Or the catsuit. Catsuit? Leotard.
I think she's always just, in a leotard.
She's just dancing around with Austin Powers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I fancy her in that, but not since. Have you seen those photos recently of her and her arms?
Yes, now I'm glad you said that because this is what. You see, I've had this conversation many, many times. I think Madonna, in the 80s, fantastic, all right? I think she looked good.
Have kind you seen like, her book? As well.
Well, the sex book?
Yes.
No. Was it any good?
Well, I mean, it was good when I was sort of... I remember seeing it when I was about 12.
It would have been good for you at 12.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know if it's good anymore, but I remember, you know, being quite excited about it when I was 12.
Did you get your friend Sean out and have a play?
No.
Sean?
Your friend Sean.
Oh, French horn. I thought you said, did you get Sean out and have a play?
Sean!
I was desperately trying to join the dots mentally.
Sorry,
I'm obviously somewhere else this weekend.
That joke,
you could see the tumbleweed. It was great. See, the 80s and 90s.
Joe,
I'll work on another one. You've got at least half an hour. I thought in the 80s she looked good, all right? I thought she looked good. But I agree with you. And in the 90s, there was an element of kind of like, there's something that was a bit kind of 40 something, you know, it was nice. Now,
she kept herself looking good, didn't she?
Now it's the arms. You're so right. She looks like an ape. Oh. They are. They've got ape arms. They've got these big bulges on them everywhere. Mm. And I don't know what it is. I don't think it's got anything to do with that because she's a member of, is it Kaluba?
Who?
That religious
Kabbalah.
Thing. Kabbalah.
Ah, right.
Kaluba.
Right, but she's just got those kind of monkey arms. She looks like she wouldn't be out of place serving tea in that Tokyo tea bar we were talking about last week. So I don't know. Okay, so
it didn't quite well. Would you have her in your kitchen with a cigar?
What are you talking about, sir?
I'm just still listening.
So we can have. Instead of having a monkey serving me tea, you'd have Madonna in a pinstripe with a pipe on the go and a bowler hat. That's just wrong.
That's mean.
Yeah, all right. So Madonna...
I'm trying to adopt your children.
I tell you what, at least if she was singing in the shower, it would be a good song, wouldn't it?
Well,
she can still sing.
I'm sure she can still sing. I'm not a big fan of her music. Really.
I'm not a fan of her music. I don't think she's got that amazing
song. When did it all go wrong then for Madonna? I thought when she swore and she did that...
Well, that was bad.
That event.
Was bad. I'll tell you what else was bad. Was it Britney or Christina that she kissed live on stage? Oh, that was pathetic, wasn't it? That was like, oh, I'm still young, I'm still hip, I can still hang around with the kiddies.
Yeah.
And they all love me.
Yeah.
I think it's embarrassing.
Oh, go away. Go away.
It's like the embarrassing mum, isn't it? It's like the embarrassing mum at like a, you know, a school disco or fete or a sports day who's had one glass of Lambrusco too many and it's just kind of like, I'll leave it alone.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't talk about this, but our producer's currently on his knees doing something over there. What on earth are you doing? Are you really? So, French horn stuff. We're going to have another go on the French horn. And also, well, let's talk about this now, because this story that caused a bit of upset during the week, and it was all about men in the north of England who apparently don't wash their hands. Now, I was always, and I've debated this long and hard during the week, and I had a couple of people call into my weekday show. I always thought that everyone was taught to wash their hands, okay, because it's hygienic, right?
Yes.
You go, let's be blunt, you go for a wee, okay, and then what you do is you go and wash your hands afterwards.
Agreed.
Okay, because it's dirty otherwise and germs spread. Now, I thought that was quite obvious, and apparently it's, we've got a problem in the north of England here, and Newcastle and Liverpool, Birmingham lesser so, but Newcastle and Liverpool, they stop these men at bus stops outside railway stations around the whole of the UK. So in London, I think they did Liverpool, Newcastle, Birmingham, etc. And it turned out that people in the north, with Liverpool coming out almost on top, they swabbed them, their hands, and it turned out they got loads of really dodgy bacteria. So they concluded the men in Liverpool don't wash their hands. You wash your hands.
I wash my hands all the time. Do you know what? According to this survey, I'm about the cleanest male in Liverpool because Londoners are the cleanest of all.
Yeah.
And London is also the only area where women have dirtier hands than men, and therefore I'm the cleanest man in Liverpool, being a London male.
You see, someone said during the week, when this story was doing the rounds, someone said to me on my show that it's only wimps who wash their hands after they've been to the loo. And I don't know,
horrible.
To me it's just obvious.
Yeah.
It's just so obvious. If you're doing anything, even to be blunt, you know, if you're going for a wee or even doing, you know, number two, afterwards you wash your hands, don't you?
Absolutely.
So
I have a problem with people that don't do it. Is what I'm saying. It's just horrible.
Would you stop someone?
Do you know what? I'll tell you what happened once, actually. I remember doing this. I can't remember where, with my mum and dad. We went in to have a Chinese or an Indian somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it was a Chinese. And I went to the toilet beforehand because I'd been out all day and I wanted to wash my hands, okay?
Yeah.
So while I was there, I went to the toilet, whatever. Guy next to me also went to the toilet.
Yeah.
Was wearing sort of, you know, all white like a chef would. So, and I just noticed as he walked out, he didn't wash his hands. I didn't think much more of it until I walked out and saw him go into the kitchen.
Oh.
And I said to my mum and dad, that guy who's about to cook our food just went to the toilet and didn't wash his hands.
Yeah.
And we didn't stay. We went and ate elsewhere.
That you just expect people who like prepare
it's
food to do that,
disgusting.
Don't you?
I felt quite.
Because another
quite
part
sick
of this survey that came out, because apparently it was all part of National Global Wash Your Hands Day, which I didn't know existed, is that they're also saying that doctors and nurses are some of the worst culprits as well. Not as part of this survey, but overall, when you heard about it talked about on the radio,
how MRSA
in the
starts.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
And you give it as red, don't you? Kind of like, I know last time I was in hospital, they have those little squirty things on the way in and stuff, you know, so they've got to crack down on it. So I was just a little bit kind of shocked by that because I just presumed everyone did it. I mean, if you've got a kid, right, who's 7 years of age, you expect to have to go, have you washed your hands after you've been to loo? Not
agreed.
If someone's 47. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely wrong.
That is shameful.
You should learn by the time you're about six.
Okay. Do you think you can manage a little ditty before we go away and come back? A little ditty? Can
what
we
would
have
you
a
like?
Ditty? Laura seems lost in the PC over there. You
she doesn't do
right?
Sorry, I was just on Facebook.
Yeah. It's addictive, isn't it? That's why I've given it up.
Well, you were talking about hand washing or something. It sounded a bit boring.
Oh, right, okay. Fine. We'll have a tune then. What are we going to have?
We're going to have a bit of The Entertainer.
Scott Joplin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's City Talk 105.9. It's Bloke Talk. Toby is here. Ladies and gentlemen with his horn. And Laura's holding the music.
I can't actually see if you move the music.
Yeah, don't move the music. I was getting into the vibe there.
Yes, so am I.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
If you've just joined us on City Talk 105.9, it's the Sounds of Brass for a Saturday night, or even on the download or the podcast. Toby, I am so impressed with you. That's good.
I am. I'm seeing Toby in a whole new light.
What new light are you seeing him in, Laura?
It's amazing when someone's got a talent like that.
Yeah.
I haven't got a talent, though. Anyone that's good at playing the horn will be like, oh, no. He sounds rubbish.
Of course you've got a talent.
It doesn't sound like a French horn at the moment.
What does it sound like?
It doesn't. It sounds a bit too...
It sounds a bit like a trumpet.
It's because I haven't played that much that it doesn't sound like a French horn properly. Yeah. And also because I'm kind of playing at a weird angle to get it into the mic.
Right, because Laura used the phrase there, hidden talent, okay? And I think it is a hidden talent.
It's not hidden. I tell everyone and they laugh at me.
Yeah, we don't see it day in, day out.
We don't see it, so therefore it's a hidden talent. What's your hidden talent, Laura?
I haven't got any.
You must have something.
I haven't got any.
You must have animal noises.
Honestly, I haven't got any talents or skills, and I'm not just saying that. I haven't got any.
You can sing. I've heard you sing.
Oh. Yeah, you've done karaoke.
She's a very good singer.
I've seen you do karaoke. You're good at karaoke.
Yeah.
You got a good singing voice.
To be fair, I have won a few karaoke titles.
There you go.
What? I don't want to dwell on it.
She won X Factor.
Guess what? One of my.
Yeah. I won the first series of X Factor. Do you not remember me?
Yeah.
I used to be called Steve Brookstein.
Can you remember the song that Steve Brookstein had a hit with?
It was the Phil Collins.
No, you can remember because I was talking to someone else about this, and we were just going, "No, I've got absolutely no idea."
Yeah, well, I'm a big X Factor fan. So
you are. Yeah. Why is that? Just out of interest.
I think it's brilliant. I love reality TV.
Yeah.
Particularly X Factor and Big Brother.
And I know when I was away and I wasn't here, you were on one of the radio shows talking about how you auditioned for Thingy.
Big Brother.
Yeah. Mm. You got down to which point, which bit?
Final 150.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're going to do it again?
No, I wouldn't want to go on it now.
Why not?
I think...
Because now it's different now. Like, all the people that come out of it are seen as saddos, basically.
Yeah,
even if people like them when they're in the house, as soon as they step out the door, they're saddos.
The other thing is that you are also a fairly reputable journalist, which I think will go out the window immediately.
I've got a bit of a career now.
You have. You have. Yeah. So is it safe to say your hidden talent is the French horn?
I've got many hidden talents.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. That's very
good. We're going to keep them hidden for a while.
Okay. Laura's is the karaoke. Do you know what my hidden talent is? But I bet you can never guess. I don't know if I've talked about this.
Is it the high jump?
No.
No, tell us.
No,
is it? Go on, give us a clue that's not too obvious.
All right. Moo.
Milking cows?
I can milk cows, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean farming,
generally? Yeah, I can. Guess what else I can do?
Can you shear sheep?
I've not done that.
Can you round up sheep?
I've done a bit of that. I've done the sheepdog trials. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's something else.
Horse
I can
riding.
Do. Can't ride a horse, but involves riding something.
A cow.
No.
A camel.
Wouldn't that be great? Do you know you can? No.
A monkey.
No, actually, now is not the time to talk about it. No.
Hang on. What else can you ride? Come on, let's think about this.
Have you done bull? Whatever it is.
Rodeo.
Rodeo.
No, I haven't done rodeo. No.
Poor bull.
What else can you ride?
Think of what do you find on a farm?
Pig, sheep, duck.
You ride pigs.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Round up those pigs. No, mechanical.
Tractor.
Yeah, and
a combine harvester.
Oh, combine harvester. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
You see?
Where did you learn to do that?
Well, because when I was a lot younger, when I lived down south, I was a young farmer.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can tell her. Do you want to know how a cow's a good milker? Do you want to know if a cow's a good milker?
Wow,
the size of its udder.
No, kind of. It's the firmness of the udder. All right, what you need to do, if you imagine that the cow, that's the back side of a cow. Right, its udders are down here, and they're really kind of like they're big and they're bulging because there's lots of milk in there. What you do? You get your hands a little bit further up, and you have a good feel, a good grope of the cow. Right, and if it's firm, there it means it's a good milker. If it's all flabby and horrible, then you might as well just send it to the slaughterhouse.
What do you mean, good milker? It's got a lot of milk in it. You mean?
Yeah, but
or
it's going to be good
milk. Quality
of the milk's good, and also means it's going to be a good milker. So you want it to calf and breed more because it's going to be a good milker. Yeah.
So don't buy a cow with soft udders.
Well, not it's a bit above the other, but if it's a knackered old cow, then it'll be a bit kind of like, you know.
Can you drink a cow's?
Can you what?
Can you drink a cow's milk as soon as it comes out the udder, or does it have to be pasteurised first?
It depends if you want to do it. You can do it.
People will it make you ill?
It could do, yeah. If you've got a sensitive tum, yeah.
Have you?
No, I've got a robust constitution.
Have you ever tasted? Yeah. I know this is very slightly off the subject. Have you ever tasted breast milk?
Oh, Sophie!
No,
that's very slightly off the
question.
I'm just intrigued to know what it tastes like, because babies obviously live off it.
Oh.
And I'm just intrigued about what.
Do you know, I'm making connections now between you and your friend Sean and your wish to taste breast milk.
No, I don't have a wish for it. I'm just intrigued about what.
No,
what
I've no idea, and I wouldn't want to.
The reason I ask you rather than Laura is because obviously you've got a daughter,
yeah,
and presumably your wife. Therefore,
what do you think happens? There's no milk in the fridge.
I'm
so hang on, pass me your cup.
If I ever have a,
do you think it works?
If I ever have a son or a daughter, I'd be intrigued as to what it tastes like. Probably to the extent where I'd say to a. I want to try some, like just squirt some
weird.
In a cup or something.
Yeah, no,
you're
I can understand
why
you've
asked that. Does that not make sense?
Kind
you
of.
Wouldn't actually do that.
I think I would. I would.
That's a bit weird.
Some people, once they've given birth, eat the placenta.
Yeah, fried up with some onions.
It's really, really good for women. I think it's got too much estrogen for men, but it's really good for women.
It's not good for women.
So if any of you two decide you want to get a small holding, you decide to walk away from what, times are hard in the credit crunch.
So we're going to have a farm.
If you're going to get a farm, you're going to become self-sufficient, give me a call because I can help you out with your chickens.
Excellent.
And your cows and your sheep. I can help you drive a tractor, but the combine harvesters are great. They're like, they are just sex.
I can't believe you can say combine harvester without going combine harvester.
Oh, no, great. No.
I can't do that.
What, you think they're sexy?
Yeah.
You two are both alarming me tonight.
Combine harvester.
Combine harvester.
They are
what
sexy.
About, like.
No, they're not sexy. And
no,
breast
they are.
Milk
they're,
is not nice
they're...
to drink.
How do you know? Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, when I was a baby.
Have you ever ridden?
You don't, look, you obviously enjoyed it then.
Have you ever ridden a combine harvester?
No, but I wouldn't say it was sexy.
You see, it is, right? Because you sit there on the seat and it's vibrating ever so slightly. You've got all these big levers and things.
It's
and
quite a manly thing, though, I think.
It's a beast.
It's a manly thing to do.
It's a beast. You're controlling the beast.
I can see why, as a girl, you wouldn't be that interested.
Yeah.
No, not
any man listening to Bloke Talk right now here at City Talk 105.9, I can't vouch for the breast milk thing. But what I can say is would be thinking, combine harvester. Yeah, well, nice tractor, nice Fergie Masterson.
I wish I could play like the Emmerdale theme tune right now.
So hidden talents. So there you are. That's mine. We made quite a good combination there.
We could have a musical farm.
Between us, we could all I think we could pretty much live quite comfortably.
Or what we could do is try and play the Wurzels at their own game.
Yeah,
because you can sing.
Bloke
you can play
Talk
the horn,
does the Wurzels.
I can do the tractor. Before we finish Bloke Talk, and we're going to go out on a little bit of a high, ladies and gentlemen. Toby's going to perform his pièce de résistance.
It's been a bit mysterious today, and we're going to have a detective towards the end of the show, are we not? He was a detective, wasn't he?
Who? What?
Was he not a detective?
Who?
Stop it! Stop trying to be clever.
I see what you mean. Inspector Clouseau.
Indeed.
I came across this during the week. I found this interesting. Laura, this is for you. You're a woman. A colossal 80% of British women would seriously consider ending a budding relationship because of a dirty bathroom or grotty loo. Apparently, cleaning habits or lack of them have been proven to play a major role in the opinions others form of us, particularly when a woman meets a man, which could explain why a lot of British men are unlucky in love. As a nation, we're generally in agreement that men are the less clean sex. 86% of women said that.
Except in London, where they've got cleaner hands.
That's true, but 2/3 of men say they're also likely to be put off a new partner because of poor bathroom hygiene. Across the nation, 70% of Brits admit today judge people by the cleanliness of their homes. This is a survey done by Domestos. So,
that's
Laura,
a surprise.
I know, who would have thought
that's
it?
That's a surprise.
And in the Northwest, I can tell you that 71% have judged someone on the cleanliness of their house. 78% say a grotty loo or dirty bathroom would affect their decision to pursue a potential partner further. 57%, just over half, say they would be most embarrassed if their bathroom was left uncleaned if they had visitors. So I want to explore this relationship thing, okay? Because, Toby, you're quite a stickler. You like things to be just so, I think. You like things to be clean and tidy.
I'm not very good at being tidy.
Yeah, but you would expect somewhere, wouldn't you? If you started,
one of these people that hides it. Like, if I have a girl coming over, I'll spend like half an hour before they come cleaning and tidying and make it look like I'm like that, but I'm not.
But we all do that, don't we?
Apart from when I came over and loo was dirty.
I mean, someone that I'm trying to impress. And
it wasn't Was it just dusty dirty?
We talked about this in show one.
Yeah, I know, but more and more people listen than might not have heard that one. I can't remember. Was it just
no, Toby's loo was dirty with actual, stuff.
I'm going to use the S word. Stain. All right. There was stain, wasn't there?
There was stainage.
I believe.
And
that I've
you
got
know what? You went slightly down in my estimation when I saw that.
I didn't realise.
And that could have been a turn-off factor. So let's say old.
Sometimes what? have you never sort of you know you don't look down the toilet when you flush, do you?
But you see, I think women look for it.
No, I do.
No, women look for it, mate. They look.
Do you
for
though?
It.
Do you
what?
Flush and leave?
Do I flush and leave? No, I don't, no.
You look after it's... You wait for the flush to finish and
yeah,
then
because,
check.
Yeah, because I'd be a bit embarrassed.
What do you do if there is stainage?
I'd get the old toilet duck out, I'll make it go quack quack and squirt it around the rim. And then flush it again.
Well, obviously, you're a better man than me. But I've since then, though, I'd like to say, and you haven't been round since then, I don't think, I'm a lot more careful about it since because I don't want that. I don't want that reputation. So I've learned a harsh lesson. And I will, you know, I check every now and then.
Well, I think it's only right we discuss this, Toby, and it's not an opportunity to have a go at you, but what it is a good opportunity, particularly, you know, we've got you on mysinglefriend.com, all right? Let's say Charlie Chester responds to Laura's message that she wrote on your behalf, okay? And she says, I like the cut of your jib, you know, I heard you playing the French horn on the radio.
That might be the sale.
Could be the deal breaker, couldn't it?
Yes, that's
and she comes over. You want to make sure your loo is clean.
I will do.
Okay, you want to make sure your loo is clean.
Definitely.
Laura, would you judge a man, okay, if you were, and this is getting the different perspective on it, I know you're a little bit upset when you went to Toby's and he went down in your estimation, but if you're in love with a bloke, okay, let's say you thought you'd found Mr. Right, would you seriously kind of potentially think, well, I'm going to end this relationship because your loo's a bit dirty? No.
The only way that that could have any effect on me whatsoever is if their house was literally as dirty as one of those houses off How Clean Is Your House?
What are you talking, you rubbish know, in the front room?
Yeah, and grime sort of that thick and pans everywhere and rat droppings on the floor and dust that thick and cobwebs that thick. Yeah.
That would be too much.
By the way, that thick was pretty thick.
Yeah, we're talking a good couple of feet.
Yeah. Thick with
grime.
That's one
hell of a lot of dust.
That's the only thing. Because that would be like unhygienic and unsanitary, and you think this person is weird to be able to live like this. But no, I mean,
Mr. Wright, seeing as I went so much down in the estimation.
No, just a little bit, but that was as a friend anyway. I wasn't in love with you, and I'm still not.
Just to clear,
despite your horn playing.
I know there's been rumours, but no. And
including people on the Facebook site,
everyone keeps saying that I'm in love with you. Yeah. Can I just clear the record up and say no?
I think the phrase was that you sounded upset, possibly because I wouldn't be on the market for much longer, was the phrase that somebody put on the Facebook site.
Maybe I'm not on the market any longer.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Is this something you should tell us?
I'm just saying.
Are you teasing us here?
I'm just saying, maybe.
Have you got a boyfriend now?
I'm not going to talk about it tonight.
Why not?
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Or a weekend. Then
have we not got enough time left?
No, we haven't, because you've got to perform for us. By the way, you know,
like
last week I mentioned...
Performing monkey. Am I your performing monkey that
you've
always
are this week,
lost
yeah.
it up?
I'm going to put you in a pinstripe. Give me a bowler hat, quick live. I've been showing people all this week my picture of Sarah Palin. Did I do this last week?
She's such an idiot.
No, she's not a fancier.
Right, yeah, but is an idiot.
Yeah, I know,
but
she's a sexy idiot. She's got that razzle look, circa
1980s.
I've been showing pictures to men, and at the moment, about 70% totally agree that there's something about Sarah Palin. We nailed it down to the fact that she winks in a kind of Anne Robinson kind of way.
She looks cross-eyed in that photo.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? So I'm gonna keep doing my research over the course of the weeks on the run-up to the US presidential elections.
I really hope she's not the vice president. She's terrible.
All right, this has been Bloke Talk. Thank you. You're not on yet. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for downloading. Find out more about this radio show by going to citytalk.fm. And, are you going to play us out? Are you going to play us out then? You ready?
I can play you out.
Okay, it's Bloke Talk. Thank you.
It's fine.
All right, here we go. This is the best bit.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9. Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.